Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looking a little scruffy? It's time to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Second Store in Brighton. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for a great price. On the corner of East Grand River and Whitmore Lake Road in front of Kroger. It's wicked awesome.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Sir, news from the underground.
I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. So, Chuck, I don't know. You said you wouldn't play the Mega Millions until it hit a billion. It hit a billion.
And I played it.
And you played it.
I did play it.
But you did not buy the winning ticket in Novi.
I did not, because I'm here.
Yes, you're here. You would not have been here. That's
no,
how I know.
I would not
That's
have been
That's how
here.
I know. But yeah, unbelievably, someone in Michigan is a winner of the billion-dollar Mega Millions jackpot. They bought the ticket at a Kroger.
So did I.
In Novi, but not in Novi.
Not in Novi.
It's unbelievable.
One person.
ABC News has a little update here.
To Michigan and a small town north of Detroit where everyone's asking the same question. Who won last night's billion-dollar Mega Millions jackpot?
I hope they know.
ABC's Elwin Lopez reporting tonight from Novi, Michigan.
Tonight, it's the billion-dollar mystery. Who in Novi, Michigan, a town of 55,000, holds the ticket for the third largest jackpot in U.S. history?
You hear all the time people winning across the country, and you go, I wish that was my city. I'm glad somebody's getting some good fortune their way.
Friday's win came after it rolled over a record 37 times without a winner. The decline, in part due to the pandemic, with less people buying tickets. And the odds of winning, incredible. One in 302 million. If the winner takes the lump sum payments, they'll get nearly $740 million. The winning ticket sold at this Kroger. Neighbors now hoping the Mega Millions winner will put that money back into the community.
I did hear it on the news this morning, and I was just like so ecstatic. Hopefully they'll be ready to help some people in the area.
The person who purchased that billion-dollar ticket at this Kroger can't stay in the dark forever. The winner has up to a year to come forward. Tom.
Sure, they are very happy tonight. All right, Elwin, thank you so much for that.
It's got to be find out who it is.
I know.
It's got to be a severely old person. Right?
I was going to say it's a rich old lady.
They bought
well,
it
yeah, they
Kroger.
Are probably wealthy
well,
person.
Yeah, it's already someone already rich.
The prevailing rich. Theory, and this is from a bunch of people, is that it's a group of teachers at an elementary school in Novi that always buy their tickets together.
Hmm.
10 teachers
total. Oh, that
would
be great if that's it. If that's
well,
it.
We just lost 10 teachers.
Yeah, we did. On Saturday morning, though, when I found out, all I knew at that point that it was sold in Michigan and one ticket, and you were the first person, Dave, I thought of.
I was like, oh, my God!
Oh, my God, did you do it? You did it. Because you talk about the lottery so much, and you're obsessed, and you buy your ticket all the time. I'm like, it happened.
Wait, Ross, Dave!
It could be Dave, but then I found out where it was, and I'm like, you didn't go to Novi to buy a ticket.
Nope. What's crazy is, so I did. I went to, me and Stella went to Kroger, and I was like, hey, I'm going to just buy a couple of these. So I bought like $20 worth or whatever. And Friday night comes. I totally forget.
Sure.
I totally forget until it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I woke up and I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, I should check. I should just get up.
Really?
I won't go back
to
sleep. I won't go back to sleep. I'm like, I will not go back to sleep.
I just slept and checked
in the morning. I woke up and I was like, I jumped onto Twitter and then I saw that the numbers came in and I was like, okay. And then I found out that it was from Michigan and I was like, what? Like, oh, man, I should go check. But the thing is, if I would have found out that it was from Kroger.
That's all you knew?
Right. And that's all I knew, I would have crapped my pants.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I was like, holy crap, I bought my tickets at Kroger. And
well, all I saw was winner in Michigan. And I was like,
I know. Yeah. Just one winner.
One winner. This is it.
So and then I'm like, incredible.
Can I tell you? I don't think I had more than two numbers of any of the ones that were on there.
Yeah, they were different. Mm. Like, they were all high.
Yeah, I didn't have anything.
This makes me want to play now.
I know, doesn't it?
And you can play online, because I looked it up. I went, and I'm like, oh yeah, I could just buy it. $20 million would be good.
I had that lottery app, but I was like, I got to get rid of the lottery.
Yeah, I got rid of mine, too.
It's dangerous. I don't want to get that game.
Gamble responsibly.
Yep.
Right. Because most likely, I won't win, but...
But you can buy those kind of tickets on that thing.
Yeah. Hey, let me know. Next time it gets to $1 billion.
Okay, we'll do. By the way, this is the largest prize ever won in Michigan. The $1 billion jackpot marked only the third time a jackpot in the U.S. was worth that much, so it was the third largest prize ever in U.S. history. It's the second largest ever won by one ticket.
You can never spend all that money.
No.
In a lifetime.
The only thing that's... I mean, even still, even if you split it 10 ways, you're still...
Well, you're still so set.
If they take the cash option, which they will, $776 million between 10 of them,
my
right?
God.
Yep.
So that's an unbelievable amount of money.
Yeah, you're still so good.
It triples the record for a previous Michigan winner. That was $337 million won back in 2012. The winner's identity is required in Michigan to be public record, so they can't be anonymous in Michigan. They have to eventually come forward, and we'll find out who it is. It is the third jackpot winner in the last 15 months and the fourth since 2017. That Kroger store is going to get $50,000.
Nice.
For selling the winning ticket. And prior to Friday's win, no one had won the jackpot in 36 rolls. That is the most consecutive drawings without a winner in history.
Yeah, I was hoping it would, you know, if somebody in need would win it. And then, and I saw the community, and I'm like, oh, no.
Right. Yeah.
What about the rest? Doing okay. You don't need anybody there. But if it's teachers, if that's true, that would be incredible.
Yeah. That would be. If 10 teachers, I mean, as Chuck said, we'll lose probably 10 good teachers.
Yeah, we will.
That'll suck. But outside of that, it's nice to see that they would get a big windfall if that's the case.
Just don't start, guys. Don't start doing it, because the guy in front of me was what you could become. When I was like waiting to buy tickets, the guy in front of me had a stack of probably 50 or 60 different tickets he was No, he was just, and this was from other draws. He was checking them in the machine or whatever. I had to like wait for him to be done. And then like he was having this girl like check all the stuff. And then he was like, can I have all those back? And then like, I don't know what kind of system he was running, but
man.
He had something going on, and I was like, oh, there's Lisa. There's Lisa's future.
Oh, no.
No, I mean,
it could
just
be.
I mean, just don't get into it, Lisa.
I know.
Don't get into it.
I haven't been into it ever, but this did make me think.
Yeah.
And then I thought, if Dave won, I'm like, seriously, the dialogue in my head was like, oh, God, Dave won. And then I'm like, the show. What will we do? I'm like, well, he's in a contract.
I'd
got
take
a couple
that contract.
What he would just,
I'd take a big poop right on
him. Never see him again.
Oh my God, guys!
And he won't give us any money because no way.
That's fine.
I understand.
You don't think I would totally. If I won $1 billion, I'd give my hand to the heavens.
Well, $1 billion.
I wouldn't
maybe.
Expect you to, but I mean, I'm like,
totally.
I'll just never see Dave again.
I want no one here to have to work again.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
I love that Lisa went through all this just because of the news story. She was like, Dave won! He won! What does this mean for all of us?
Of course I bring it back to me. Yeah. Selfishly,
my
life.
Oh my God, I just got Douglas! What am I going to do? I just got Douglas! I have to take care of him! Lenny, Dave won the lottery! We're screwed! We're screwed!
Seriously, just won.
He'll never give us a penny!
I guess the show goes on. I gotta hope that everyone else is in.
What a morning you had.
Quite a morning. I'm saying, I'm losing it. I'm bored. I'm just sitting at home. I have time to
Dave hit $1 billion. I knew he won. He always talks about it. And then that's it. We're dirt. We're dirt to him now.
I mean,
Lisa just thinks too much.
I do. It's terrible.
It is funny, though, because like when I saw that it was from Michigan, I just hoped someone that we knew won.
Really?
I really, I was like, I hope this is someone. I hope this is someone on the show or So, you know, I just expected it to be not good.
Dave won. Everybody's lives are going to change.
No, that's it.
Because I didn't realize you had bought tickets too, Chuck.
So. Well, the thing is, and even at the time, like, so I'm in Kroger. There's like a little screen. You walk by, there's like a little screen, and it's trying to, it's like, hey, man, buy some. Yeah, look at all these millions.
Record.
And it said something like, could be a billion. And I was like, man, if this thing does get to a billion, I better have tickets for it. So I just went with it. I figured because it was projected to be like 970 million.
Yeah.
I was like, people will buy. It'll get to a billion. I'm buying it. And so then I was in there at least. But man, oh man, the way that if I would have found out like you did when you wake up and you're like, they're like, $1 billion tickets sold in Michigan at a Kroger. I would have like peed myself and then pooped myself and then been so disappointed.
No, so I just saw winter in Michigan. I was like,
so my simulation came so close to making it happen, but
didn't
gave it up to some teachers.
Yeah,
which is still
better.
Yeah, it's fine.
If that's the case,
it's fine.
All right. Here's another simulation you wouldn't want to have happen. A great white shark biting your boat.
Nope.
This happened in Gulf waters off of Tampa Bay. Here's the story from Fox 13. Take a listen.
Look out.
Oh, yeah. Some boaters from St. Pete have quite the fish story to tell. A great white shark paid them a little visit offshore yesterday. Now, we know the Gulf is full of sharks, right? And we have our share in Tampa Bay. This one, though, this was a big one.
It was, and very unusual to see this close. A rare encounter with the largest predatory fish in the world.
So far.
Some friends of mine and I decided to go out with Captain Tyler Levesque on our boat to do a little yellowtail snapper fishing and mangrove snapper fishing about 65 miles offshore out of Venice. We had a pretty good chum slick going and noticed a shark heading our way.
Yes. Please tell me somebody got that.
I got it.
Did you get that? Oh, yeah.
It's not unusual. We expect sharks when you're chumming for fish like that. But what made this experience unique was that it was about a 14 to 16 foot great white shark.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Somebody cut him off.
We couldn't believe what we were seeing. But the thing that made this even more interesting was this shark was not going to leave. He was there for about 2 to 3 hours, circled our boat continuously, bit the back of the boat several times.
We wanted them.
Well, they were throwing stuff in the water.
No way. Put it in my belly. Put it in my belly.
Dude, those things can hop out of the water. These people are crazy.
Yeah, put your hand over there.
Pet him.
He's huge, but he's not.
It came back.
Oh, my.
Towards the boat.
Oh, what a dummy!
Oh, my God, this guy's an idiot. Just to touch him.
They're stupid.
Fall in, idiot.
Oh, God. They're so stupid.
There he is, putting on the show for us. He wants a tummy rub.
Yeah, he's like, come and swim with me.
I'm a harmless shark.
Touch my nose.
I sent that video to Dr. Huer at Moat Marina.
I can't believe that dude touched it.
I can't believe that.
He said, like, on his back.
Yeah, he was. And the thing is, don't they say, like, yeah, come on in. Water's warm. I'm not the Gulf. Enjoy yourself. Jump on in, everybody. Got a kid? Throw him in.
We're not as mean as they say.
Yeah.
I'm just a great white shark. It's not too crazy. Rub my belly.
Well, the thing is, though, don't they say, like, if you put a shark on its belly, they will totally...
I think they sleep or something.
They will go to sleep.
Oh, really?
So it's almost like he was like, look, I'm
gonna
asleep.
Take a nap.
I swear to God, I'm out cold. Come on in. You're getting really bold.
That's why I think that's what he was doing. He was like, yeah, I'm friendly. Go ahead, touch my nose.
Yeah.
That dude touched
it. A little closer. A little bit closer.
Those people need to watch those videos of them coming out of the water and biting a seal in half.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. No, yep. that shark, he wasn't letting that boat go.
No, he's like, I'm just like a puppy.
Big water puppy.
Big water puppy. That's what we are.
Jump on in with them camo shorts.
That's crazy. I've never seen one flip over like that.
I haven't either, actually. No. I honestly didn't think they liked anything like that. Because you see those shark experts will flip them upside down and then they're like, oh.
Yeah, they go to sleep.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Let's break for a Mexican Minute.
Listen, the aging process can be tough on all of us, man. I get it.
Okay.
There is a woman in...
some personal stuff.
I feel all my pains and my shoulder pops out. I'm getting old sucks. Yeah. There's a woman in Sonora, Mexico, who's only identified right now as Leonora N.
Okay.
She's recently been scrolling through her husband Juan's cell phone. Well, she spotted a bunch of pictures of him with some younger woman.
Oh, my.
Oh, Juan.
So, Leonora stabbed Juan.
Oh.
Well, yeah, that's how you take care of it down there.
That happens.
He managed to get the knife away from her and then said, "It's you, bitch!"
Oh, stop it.
The pictures were old pictures of her.
Oh my gosh. That that's what he said to her.
It's a you, bitch.
I just made
it
that
is
part
a
up.
You, bitch. It's a you, bitch. That's what I'd say if someone stabbed me. I was looking at a picture of me and her. That's you, bitch.
How could she not know?
Did he die right after that?
He had digitized some of their old photos together back when they were younger, and she didn't recognize her younger self.
So he still looks great. She looks terrible.
I don't know. There's no picture of him. And I really don't know how old they are now. From the one photo circulating, I'd say like early 50s.
Okay.
Leonora was arrested. Charges against her are pending. If you want to see what she looks like, you can go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Well, kind of, because it's kind of blocked out. You know what I mean? Like they blocked her.
Yeah, yeah.
Eyes.
They do mugshots differently in Mexico.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
There it is. Mm.
Can I tell you, when you don't even recognize yourself anymore?
You've changed.
You've changed.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
It's weird. Like so they've got a black bar across her eyes.
Yeah.
But even there's two officers, female officers holding her, and they're hiding their faces.
Well, because they don't want to die tonight.
That's true. They probably can't identify. They can't be... saying they're cops.
Yeah. I mean, they don't want to die tonight.
It's a different place.
You think she looks like she's in her 50s?
I think so.
You can tell with the cheeks. Mm-hmm. I think there's stuff going on with the cheeks.
It's old.
Maybe late 40s, early 50s. You think older?
Older.
It's possible older, too.
It could be, yeah. Maybe I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, maybe. But...
yeah, it sucks to get stabbed over a picture that's her.
I'm just saying, like...
that's a you, bitch!
If there was a photo... but if there was a photo with your husband and some random person, you think you'd recognize even like, oh, that's my husband when he was 20.
Unless he's aged amazingly.
That's what I'm saying. So he must look fantastic.
Yeah. He must.
I keep putting myself in the mind of Dave, and like, so Dave gets stabbed. It's like last decrees and calls away a bitch.
That's right.
No, bitch! Ah, bitches of you, bitch!
I'd be so angry.
Yeah. I'd put that right on his tombstone.
Last words. That's you, bitch! Leonora was arrested. Charges against her are pending. Again, if you want to see what she looks like, go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Yeah.
Check her out there.
She maybe, she's not all there mentally.
They don't mention anything like
bifocals.
It.
Maybe she needed some bifocals.
No, I just mentally, like, she's not. If you don't recognize yourself
she's
from
not
when you were younger,
yeah, she's
like,
probably,
you're not all there.
You're not all there. You stab
everyone
someone.
Recognizes themselves from when they're younger.
They should. Well, what does it mean he had digitized them? So maybe he did some funky filter or something.
No, I think you just, like, you take a photo and then you scan it. That's how it works, Dave.
I get that. I understand that, Charlie.
You scan a photo.
I'm just wondering if it
turns
made
it
them.
Digital.
You know, you see all the effects people do with their photos, yes, and they make them look like cartoons, or they make them.
Yeah.
I wondered if they had done. He'd done something.
Yeah, like youngify them, or I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Either way, shouldn't stab someone until you get to the bottom.
No,
line.
Right.
Hold off on the stabbing.
Ask questions first.
Yeah. If they do stab you, definitely call them a bitch. That is deserving. If someone stabs you.
Only after you get the knife away, though.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Wrestle knife, then insult.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how it goes. Mm-hmm. All right. There's nothing like committing a felony just to get your hands on some of America's most mediocre fast food. Mm-hmm. A 36-year-old guy named Ronaldo Leonard stole a running ambulance in Houston the other day while some paramedics were in a house on a call. And what did he do when he got that running ambulance? He drove it straight to a Jack-in-the-Box drive-thru.
Oh.
Use the lights and everything. Oh. Use the lights and everything to get there. Yeah. Lickety-split.
He really needed that.
Yes. Yep.
The cops managed to find him right in the drive-thru. He was arrested for felony theft. There is his mugshot right there.
I'd be so mad if I was, like, having a heart attack and then the ambulance was stolen that I needed.
Oh, yeah, that would suck.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
You would be pissed.
The guy went to a fast food joint.
I do wish there was, like, an Arby's siren I could buy and I could
get through traffic just to get to Arby's.
Put it out on the roof of my car every time I need it, you know?
I've often dreamt of an Arby's siren.
Yeah, he needs the meats. Yeah. He needs the meats.
My meat siren.
Meats! That's the siren.
That'd be weird. The meat siren.
That's the meat siren.
Chuck's activated his meat siren.
Hit a couple things, because I don't know why, but that whole idea of having a siren inside your car and then you put it on the hood,
like,
yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like, pretty sweet.
They still have that, right?
I don't know.
I think undercover.
They have, like, the magnetic.
I think now it's all stuff that's built in. You just don't see it. They don't have it.
They do have just the built-in one.
I don't think so.
I mean, I really don't know. I couldn't, like, I won't argue with you about it.
I won't get into a heated debate about it,
but I'm just thinking they don't.
No, they're just built in to, like, the... Yeah, it's all built in now.
But when you're totally undercover,
it's
just built-in crap.
If you're totally undercover, you can't just have a siren laying on your ground, like, because when the drug dealer comes in, he's like, why do you have that siren underneath your seat?
No, that's for me to have parties inside my car when we're doing all these drugs that we're not selling.
Oh, okay. It's like a rave siren.
Yeah, you flip the switch and it gets real loud and bright.
Ah.
It's a lot of fun.
See, if they had an Arby's siren, you could be like, oh, this is my Arby's siren.
Yeah.
Let's ask that question. If there's any police officer listening, do you still use those portable lights
with the strong magnet?
Do you still use magnet lights? In some cases.
I mean, they might have
still
them.
Used.
Did they actually really use them in real life, or is that just from 80s movies?
I feel like it was from Starsky and Hutch or whatever.
I love Dave's imagination.
Well, and Turner and Hooch, so Lethal Weapon, and all these 80s movies is when you see the cops pulling those out and putting them on top.
It is like a very 70s kind of thing.
It sure is.
Trying to see if there's any articles on it. Cop lights, undercover police lights.
Yeah, I always assumed it was just from TV.
Yeah. Well, when
Kojak
they have normal...
Lights. They're called Kojak lights.
When they have normal cars that aren't, like, police cars, they just have the lights built in, like you're saying.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
That's what they have now.
I'm saying if you're up close, you'd see those even if they weren't lit. So if I'm true undercover,
yeah,
and I need to get somewhere
in a normal car if you're truly undercover.
Like Dave is picturing he's in his 1972, you know, Challenger,
uh-huh,
and he's got the light.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got bell bottoms on.
Right. He's got bell bottoms.
You know, and when it's time to arrest somebody, he, you know, opens a glove box.
Hold on, let me get my magnet siren.
Yeah.
Brother is a volunteer firefighter. He has one of those lights and sirens.
Okay, so firefighter might use it.
Yeah.
That volunteers with the, they just have their, you know, mm-hmm, Ram truck and.
Yeah, and they got to get to the fire real quick, so they do that.
Doesn't make sense. You had to figure out something to do with all those lights that they used to have.
Yeah.
But Dave pictures total Dukes of Hazzard style stuff.
Exactly.
He just,
yeah, like I'm at the side of the road, right, and I see the perp. If I see the perp,
there's the perp.
There's
Dave's
the perp.
Got to skid across the hood of his car, you know, and then go in. It's like a Beastie Boy sabotage.
Boom, put the light on, and away I go.
It's a sabotage video.
So it seems like it's just volunteer firefighters that may still use them these days.
I didn't even think anyone did. So
well, at least someone.
At least someone does.
Yeah.
At least Big Siren has a use for all those sirens they built.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, I got a text from my cop buddy. He says, undercover guys don't have any lights. They call in a squad car if they need to get someone.
That's what you'd assume so that they don't get killed.
So no magnet lights in their cars.
No.
Sorry, Dave.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. At least some people. I feel like I've seen one.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I've seen one in the past little while. I don't think so.
Was it in that movie you watched?
It wasn't a movie.
That would have happened around that time.
Dave sees crazy things.
Saw one in real life.
I don't know where you would have seen.
He's just like, oh, that's just an undercover police officer with his heart.
That light is such
out.
A.
He pulled his magnetic cherry out.
You just don't see him anymore. Those little rounded lights.
Yeah, you don't.
No,
It's too bad. I miss them.
I do. I do as well.
Yeah.
I felt like I wanted to get one for a while.
Yeah. It'd be cool. It's very illegal. It's
highly illegal.
Yeah.
I will not
get one.
I will not get one. I don't want to get arrested. Someone said beacon lights still exist, but most people don't really use them. LED bulbs are added within stock headlights and taillights housing that are nearly impossible to see now.
Mm.
So the technology's changed. That's why we don't use the cherries.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cherries.
Otherwise.
They were pretty sweet, though, back in the day.
Yeah, they were. A drunk teenager who climbed a McDonald's counter and twerked as cops tried to arrest her, then locked herself in a bathroom, bragged about her antics online. 18-year-old Lila North was charged with public nuisance for the drunken stunt in Dalby, Australia. She was arrested again the next day after assaulting police officers outside of one of the town's local pubs. Oh, she sounds like a lovely lady.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
Despite, though, all of this, she's bragging about her behavior. She said, this officer just wanted to get a bucket and mop for this WAP.
Oh, wow. Wow. So she's, you know.
There she is there.
She's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. She pleaded guilty to 7 charges, including public nuisance, willful damage, and assaulting and obstructing police. Has to do 40 hours of community service and has been fined $200. I guess
chick's nuts, huh?
Oh yeah,
she's like an Australian crazy chick.
Drunken antics began about 12:30 in the morning. She twerked and did handstands in the McDonald's, disrupting the line. She then grabbed a mop and began cleaning the floor before jumping on the counter, where she continued to dance as the police arrived.
Do you think that she grabbed the mop because she was dancing to
the WAP song?
The WAP song?
I don't know.
Unless she's cleaning up her mess.
Oh, my. That's quite wappy.
Better her than the guy who normally has to come by and do the table.
Yeah.
I don't know why this is. Keep showing us a hair commercial instead of the video.
I think it's just going to show the hair commercial.
Mm-hmm. They did call police. That's when she locked herself in the bathroom to avoid being arrested, but they simply just got in and made her come out.
Yeah, she's real slippery.
She's totally slippery.
She's all going to catch me.
Bye. Yeah,
she's someone's daughter. That's all I keep thinking about. That is someone.
Oh, yeah, 18
years old.
18-year-old. That's my 18-year-old. She's doing the WAP at Mickey D's. Yeah, it's just a nonstop.
Yeah, it's just a nonstop commercials.
Playing there instead of the video of her doing the WAP. Yeah. Oh, well. Imagine for yourself.
I can't believe it won't play.
It was like an hour and a half long hair commercial. I mean, commercial, I could tell you every detail about it. Just like how many people were having their hair silky smooth and blowing around.
It was more an infomercial than it was a commercial.
It was. I mean, they were really happy with that product and what it had done to their hair.
Yep.
Imagine for a second.
So, good.
Nope.
Just
no
good at all. Someone said, love y'all, but it's WAP, not WAP. It's wet ass boom. Isn't that WAP?
I think it's WAP.
I have
WAP
no
is a derogatory term for Italian.
I'm trying to say, I don't know.
Yeah. That's right? not with an A, though, is it?
No, that's with an O.
Yeah.
Oh. WAP is WAP because it's wet ass.
Yeah. What? I mean, it makes more sense that way.
Right.
I believe, though, it's WAP.
Is it?
I think that's how they pronounce it in the song.
Grab a bucket and a mop.
Oh.
Well, that's absolutely incorrect.
Yeah.
Sweep me through to Cardi B.
From the top. Make it drop.
Man, I hoped someday Dave interviews Cardi B.
That'd be the
wildest interview of all time.
Cardi.
It's WAP, right? So you should grab a map and WAP it up.
Why didn't you?
You just tried to rhyme mop. Is that it? Is that why you totally destroyed
There's other
the whole?
Words you could have used. Map.
Grab a map. Lay it down.
Mm-hmm. No.
You're going to soak up this bill that way.
So you're soaking up this bill with a map?
Grab a map. Lay it down. I don't know. It's not.
A map.
Like, you know, Dave, you used to get it.
Yeah, Dave,
take a nap.
Dave, back it up. Back out.
Take a nap with a map.
Get out.
And then come and suck it. There you go.
Yeah. Perfect. Oh, shut up, bitch.
Because I don't know.
Man.
Is there a clean version of this online?
Yeah, there is, sort of.
I would love, though, if he did interview Cardi B.
I would love to.
Would
Let's set it up. Let's set it up.
Let's hear how it's official.
All right, just look at that.
Beat it up, baby. Catch a charge. Action. And it's your... Put this... Right in your face.
Swipe your nose like a credit card.
Hop on top. I wanna ride. I do a kegel. I'm
kinda wild.
Look at my mouth. Look at my thighs. It's wet as wet. Come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's role play. I wear disguise.
Jesus,
I want you to park
already.
That Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it dream. Make it stream. I don't cook. Make it steam. I don't cook. I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me.
Tell them
where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down. Now get your boots, hang your coat.
I don't think it's happening.
Say it at all, for God's sakes.
I don't play it.
Say it. I'm not hearing it.
Well, the WAP, 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 WAP goes on in the background. Because I'll be like.
When he bought a phone just for pictures of this wet, wet. Pay my tuition
so the wet,
just
wet,
to
wet,
kiss me.
Wet, you should be wop, wop.
Yeah. Make it rain if you wanna
yeah, they changed it.
Wet, wet. Look, I need a hard hit.
Yep.
That's a fine tune.
It's a banger for sure.
Banger.
And I don't mean that ironically.
No.
Ask Al Beck. I listen to it in here all the time.
You do?
Yeah, actually, God, I turned it off because I felt like I was making Al uncomfortable because I was singing some of the lyrics.
Why? How was Al reacting when you were working all together
Al's
in
not,
a room?
Al's not ready for that. Song. Al's not ready
doing?
For that.
Was he just...
He was working on the post-show stuff, and I'd be like, that's right, Al. He pays to just to kiss me on this.
He gave me a tirade. I don't understand this.
But I also did the other line where she's like, I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. And Al's just like, I think I need to be transferred to a different show or a different room.
It was that same energy just there. He's just singing along with it. And we're like, you know, the general manager walks around and shakes hands, right?
I was like, you have a good point. Maybe you should put on something a little more rock-oriented.
Yeah. I requested Judy Garland, and he wouldn't.
No.
Oh, I'm bummed this happens after I leave.
Yeah.
I miss it. All the fun.
Yeah. It would be. It would make me uncomfortable if a man was singing the wet ass.
When you're in the
song.
In the room
just
together,
the two of us, and he's talking about parking stuff in his garage. And
wait till you get to the line about how I want to gag. I want to choke. I want to gag. I want you to hit that dangly thing in the back of my throat.
Oh my god! Yeah. Oh my god! Oh my god!
I know. I just went from 6 to 12.
That is inappropriate. It's inappropriate workplace banter.
Oh, that's funny.
I will just say.
Well, we made it real appropriate and just started editing clips from this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to business.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yes.
Back to business.
Got to keep it clean with Cardi B.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fun moment. That was a fun moment. That's a fun moment, you guys.
I told Al you could call me James E.C.
Was his face red? Did he get, like...
No, but, you know, like, Al will give you this look like...
He's
what?
Disappointed.
Like WTF. Like, all you can see in his face is WTF.
Yeah.
He doesn't give you that look often, but he gave it to me at that moment in time.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I'm making him very uncomfortable right now.
Was Jason in the room?
No, he was editing Peep Show
he
stuff across
mind.
The hall.
He wouldn't care.
No, he. I don't care what you're playing,
man. You're always going to float your boat.
It's fine.
Jason switched desks with me, and he didn't warn me.
Ah, yeah.
Oh.
Sold you out on that one.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I don't think it would take a lot to phase Jason.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably
true. Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, he'd just drop his own. He's right. Probably got his own verse written.
Probably does.
Already. For this.
I mean, my hard ass C.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Sweet Lord.
I have you dripping wet.
Okay. He's dirty.
And he is.
Dirty.
He's filthier.
Yeah.
If you thought no one was filthier.
Yeah, mayo.
Well, I'm so filthy, James kicked me out, and now I got to be by myself.
Yeah,
that's
right.
True. Yeah, he was taking all my sunshine here. My filthy light. Taking the spotlight away.
Yeah.
I'm moving upstairs.
That's probably best. But anyways, the song should be called WAP. It says literally.
Paid my tuition just to kiss me on this.
When you sing it with them, do you or do you say the
no,
voice?
No, says it. If I'm only on the radio, if I'm not on the radio, I'm saying all the lyrics that I know.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Working with James is different.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because we're in this sector of the building, which focuses on a certain kind of music.
Yeah.
We have a whole other sector of the building that focuses on that type of music, and I'm nowhere near it. And
no.
I would be the biggest oddball to even walk down the hallways down there singing this song.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We also have, like, a religious station in the building.
Yeah, which is,
yeah right
near
there. I
always
forget about that.
Yeah,
go down that hallway.
I'll sing the song in that hallway, too.
I know you will.
From the top, make it drop.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
I regret to inform you, James Campbell is no longer employed here at Beasley Media. Mm-hmm.
He did WAP on the Christian station.
Yep.
I'm going solo.
Man, I'm following
Just say it's wet-ass priest.
Yes.
That's horrible advice.
Okay, maybe it is.
That's
a weird place to work.
It is. Absolutely.
Just say priest.
He paid my tuition just to kiss me. I'm this wet-ass priest.
Oh, no, yeah, probably a bad idea.
Changes the entire.
It sure does.
Reminds me of school.
You don't want to encounter a wet-ass priest.
Mm-mm.
Okay, now it's just getting weird.
Let's
we better get out of this.
Let's
like, back
on.
It up, like I said, like,
yeah.
10 minutes ago. Back up out of the
conversation. Where's my emergency siren?
I gotta slap it
back
on.
It up. Back it up.
Back it up.
We should have ended at maps.
You're right. We should have torqued
Soak
on out of here.
It up with a map.
Tomorrow we can do Savage by Megan Thee Stallion.
I can't wait.
That's my new favorite thing is Lisa just telling Dave to back it up.
Yeah, okay, back it up.
Back it up, Dave.
Jeez, get out
back
of this
it
one.
Up. You got to get out of here.
Get out of this one.
He just keeps going.
Take a map, put it down. Just back up. Back it up.
Back it up.
Man, we should have backed it up then.
I know exactly the time.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We were just talking about TripAdvisor the other day and the reviews on there. Well, this one's a little bit interesting. It was last December when Michael and his lovely bride decided that a vacation in Turks and Caicos was in order. They stayed at the Palms, one of the area's top luxury resorts. It was so magical that the couple decided to have their son come join them for some additional time. But when Michael flew back to the UK, things went south, and his review on TripAdvisor apparently proves it. In his December 4th review, Michael says, listen, the resort is beautiful. The sand pool, the service, amazing. However, when he arrived back to the resort with his son, things with his wife seemed awkward. Eventually, the wife copped to the fact that she decided to get a massage when he was gone to pick up their son and ended up with the masseuse sexually.
Like, you think they did the whole thing? Isn't that what goes on down there, Dave, in those places?
I don't know.
Isn't that?
I've never been to Texas. At the end of the review, Michael was careful to point out that he didn't blame the resort for this happening. He said, after all, it's my wife's fault. Still, he posted the review to serve as a warning to other couples. This kind of thing can happen at this resort. The resort has been asked for comment, but has not given a comment so far. The review has been flagged for removal from the TripAdvisor page, presumably because of the attention it attracted. Man, don't let your woman get a massage from a sexy Turks and Caicos. And I don't know, what do you call it if you're from Turks and Caicos?
I don't know.
I don't even know what Turks and Caicos is.
It's an island in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
It was about to be Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
And then they backed out. Canada was thinking of buying it.
Huh.
And then decided not to. But
well, that's because every chick that goes there gets pounded.
How's she going?
Oh, we're not buying it now, eh? Forget that, eh? Oh, man. You bang our bronze, eh?
That's hilarious. They backed out of it because of this guy.
They got huge twigs, eh?
I wonder if what this place is like. It sounds like it must be a really nice place.
I thought that this place
Palms.
There was like a booze company that owned an island.
Possibly.
Right down there. Right beside it.
That will ruin
Jose Cuervo.
It's so like sad that like so his wife got pounded by this masseuse and then all his only recourse is to go to TripAdvisor.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to go right now.
Look at it. So,
nice place.
I bet you want to go.
Not for the massage. Look at how nice the place is.
I want to go right now.
Yeah. Wow.
It is really nice.
It's not huge, so.
Oh, perfect. That's what I love.
Yeah, but it'd be hard to avoid that masseuse.
Yeah.
So, do you think that he got back and she was just like, she felt bad, so she was acting weird?
Yeah, she confessed.
I wonder if she had full-on sex with the guy or if he just like, dude.
Oh, I couldn't go on and do the rest of the vacation with you.
No, it's kind of hard.
I'm pretty upset.
Do that.
That would suck.
Yeah.
No, once you told me you banged the massage therapist, we are out.
And then I go bang him.
Then I go bang him. Take that! Take that!
Teach you both a lesson.
Yeah. And I go back. That's a twist I did not expect.
A husband's revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I banged your little boyfriend.
Jesus.
Yeah, there's his review.
Oh, man. Oh,
he
man.
Gives it only one star.
Well, yeah. I think you have to, at least. You can't do no stars.
I've always felt like at some of these little islands, if you did the massage, if you don't watch, or if you give the wrong signs, I always thought it went all the way. Mm.
For what? The massage?
Yeah. And all these, and like the smaller, where there's not the rule, they don't have the rules.
That's just in your porn fantasy.
I don't know, man.
It's not reality.
That one
maybe
girl touched your beehole.
Super shady place.
That girl touched your beehole.
Yeah, I just think that she was just a little fiery Mexican lady, and she wasn't going to penetrate me or anything. She just got a little too into it.
I think when you go whoa, then stuff like it comes back the other way. But if you're like. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It continues.
I wonder. It makes me wonder sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, never say never, but I think that's the exception to the rule. I think the majority of people, even at, you know, international vacation destinations, are professionals.
Man,
and will not rub you
out. Yeah, they'll be professional about it.
This guy said, I'm now rethinking a trip I planned for Valentine's Day to a massage place for my wife.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, trust that your wife's just won't bang someone.
Right, most wives won't.
Right? I could get Amber
you
a massage.
Wish you could.
Man. Be assured.
She stayed the night with this massage?
Yeah. Apparently, he left to go get their son. So I guess it wasn't just to the airport. He actually flew home to get their son and then brought him back.
Okay, so he might not have even done anything during the massage. He, like,
was picking her up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The masseuse seduced her and spent the night with her.
Right. I mean, that's.
Yeah, but.
That's more than a massage.
Something happened during the massage, too, right?
You
that's
think
how it
so.
Led to that.
God, that sucks.
He diddled her bits and then she wanted more. Yeah. And then she brought him back to her room.
Probably.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. While the dude was off to go get your kid.
Yeah. While he's doing the nice thing of, I'll go fly back and get him.
Terrible lady.
Really, really horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know more about the couple.
I'm sure it's a lovely marriage.
Mm-hmm. They must be young, right? Because otherwise the kid would fly himself if he was old enough. They must have a younger kid.
That whole thing is odd, too. You've got to go get your kid? Yeah. You're in Turks and Caicos?
Well, what? They said it was so nice they decided to extend their stay and invite their son to join them.
Mm.
So he flew back to the UK to pick up their child and bring him back, and his wife got a little too carried away.
This guy was like, do not go to Turks and Caicos. I had a terrible time. The food was fine. Resort is gorgeous.
We were going to stay longer, but my wife and her slutty ways.
she got seduced by a masseuse. The old masseuse seduce.
Get up, bu- bu-
there he is.
Get up, bu- 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 bu-
he's very charismatic.
I touched your wife on her parts.
I know you did. She told me about it. Can you get some longer shorts at things hanging out here?
Can you see it?
No. That's too bad.
Trying to write a bad trip advisor review.
That's my revenge. That's my revenge.
Stop dancing around me while I do it. I need to get out of Turks and Caicos.
I hate this. Put the keyboard on the ground, Mom. I'll type it.
I'm very depressed.
Well, they wouldn't have any pictures of their massage team. Would they?
Put the keyboard on the ground.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
No, because it probably changes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
As they bang people, they get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
I just assume everyone at a resort is always trying to bang. I'm like, if you were a young guy at a resort.
That's your whole thing, yeah.
You'd be trying to bang everyone that was there.
Oh, let's see. Well, someone wrote a 5-star review about one of the massage therapists, but a female massage therapist. How incredible she was.
I bet.
But she wrote a TripAdvisor review just about the massage therapist there. Maureen was the real gem.
It's not a wimpy massage. I was so impressed with her technique. Sounds good.
Okay, voice-changing technology.
Oh.
As Anonymous joins us, you have been to Turks and Caicos.
I have.
And you wanted to share something.
Yeah, basically, you can get whatever you want down there. You know, I don't know the specifics, obviously, with the wife, but my guess is she kind of prompted the guy for that. all I had to do was, you know, walk up to my bartender and be like, hey, you know, I kind of want some devil's lettuce. Can you help me out? Slide $50. They'll tell you, yeah. You walk up to a massage therapist, all you got to say is, hey, you know, you willing to do anything extra? And slide them some money and they'll ask you what you want. That's basically it.
So where did you get this massage? At your hotel there?
That's what I assumed. Yeah, it's a vacation.
So, yeah, there are places all over the island. So I was in Providence, Yales, which is more of the tourist spot. And you just got to go right downtown. You can find spots all the time. They have advertising everywhere. The kind of sad part, too, and this is my own personal belief, is I think it's born of an economic disparagement. The colored community down there is treated horribly by the white community in the U.K. that's actually in control of those islands. It's actually really sad. Yeah, you show them a little bit of kindness, you throw them some money, and they'll do whatever you want.
Yeah, no, that's, and then right. That's, yeah, that's, you just took advantage of someone.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. But that wasn't at a resort. He went downtown. And so I assume you could find those places anywhere.
I think, Chuck, at the resort, they got a reputation. They don't want anything like this to happen. That's why they won't do any rub and tugs and stuff.
Right.
Like at a 5-star resort. That's my take on it. Right.
I know you think everyone's jerking everyone.
Because rich people hate being touched.
Rich people just hate getting touched.
Well,
right, Mr. Kraft?
He didn't go to a nice place. He went to a real rundown Asian spa in a strip mall.
He should have went to a nice place where they keep it hush-hush.
I'm just saying.
End of the day, feel bad for the dude.
I do
feel
bad
for him.
Lost
his wife to a massage therapist.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
Did he leave her, though? We don't even... He didn't.
We don't
know. That's probably the whole truth.
That's the thing. They got a kid.
He probably didn't.
It sucks.
Ugh.
Yeah, you never go. You don't go to vacations anymore.
No, you don't.
You only do couples. You only do couples massages, I guess, from that point.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't leave her alone.
Yeah.
That's, well, I mean, you should just go, right?
Yeah.
You can't let her get a massage.
Yeah.
You got to walk away. Why did a guy have to shoot his lifelong friend?
Sometimes you do.
Sometimes you definitely do.
Yeah.
This happened in Ormond Beach, Florida. Deputies are investigating the fatal shooting of a man whose friend said he had to open fire on him because he was coming at him with a pitchfork.
Well,
no,
that's no good.
Shooting took place the other day on a property where both men lived in separate homes. That's weird. Imagine Chuck and I just buy a plot of land and build houses beside each other.
I'm not sure we live in houses. Or if we just, you got a trailer and I have a trailer.
Oh, that could be it.
Yeah.
That could be it.
I don't know if we've really gone all fully rustic and are building log cabins.
You never know.
You never know.
Never say never.
You never know, but something about this one.
I like the idea of in the future going to visit you guys on your land.
Yeah, we bought this little piece of land. I live in
Chuck's
Dave's backyard. I built a house.
I never see Chuck at all.
You wouldn't even know I'm here.
He's never outside.
The Chucklins and the Davelins.
Yeah.
The 34-year-old accused of shooting the victim called 911, apparently just seconds after he fired the gun. He screamed, "My roommate attacked me with a pitchfork and I had to shoot him. Mm. I'm not sure he's going to survive. This just happened 30 seconds ago," he said. Mm. According to a news release, the shooter reported that he and his friend were outside the home when his friend pointed a pitchfork at him in a threatening manner. The shooter, who himself was armed with a handgun, told his friend, "Hey, listen, you put that pitchfork down."
It's crazy to be hanging out with your... You're like, listen, it was nothing crazy, right? Me and my buddy were just hanging out. He, of course, had his pitchfork. I, of course, had my pistol ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we were just hanging out like bros.
Don't you feel like it was like... The guy was like, "Shut up!"
Yeah, and he
was
like...
And he warned the guy, like, "Hey, put it down."
They've been friends since second grade.
Yeah, I just wonder what happened there.
He said when he told him to put the pitchfork down, he then advanced toward him aggressively, and he had to fire his gun in self-defense. Lifelong friends, as I said, told deputies he was in fear for his life and his wife's, who was also at home at the time of the shooting. The victim died at the scene.
Yeah.
I wonder if he was on drugs or something.
That's what
something
I think.
Had to be
and
going
on. The pitchfork
on.
Was just there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, on the land.
On the land.
On the land.
Well, you had to he must have known, like, wow, this guy's not in his, like, he's not in his right mind.
Right.
It like, to be actually afraid.
Yeah.
Of the guy you've known since grade 2.
Yeah.
So, unclear why he was carrying the pitchfork. Shooting is still under investigation. I don't think they have the 911 call.
Man.
That's probably fine.
Yeah, it's probably not great.
Probably not. No,
no yeah. Investigation is ongoing. 34 years old.
Mm-hmm.
No charges filed at this time.
No.
I mean, the pitchfork was there.
Sure. I mean, I guess key evidence. You could just
I could just run and well, if I down. Shoot anybody, I put a pitchfork in their hand.
I know you do that.
Every time.
I know you do. He was coming at me with a pitchfork!
Yep.
I was trying to see what the property looked like, but...
Can't find it.
No.
Yeah, well, when Chuck and I live in side-by-side trailer homes, we'll know.
Well, that's how radio ends.
I'll be like, got to roll out there and be like, Dave and Chuck are fighting with pitchforks again. I got to have to wake that up.
Chuck, you get off my land!
It's like the Hatfield and the McCoys.
Yeah, you guys are always threatening each other to get off their land. Chuck the freak, get off my land!
My kids are trying to kill your kids.
I hope I'm the hunky groundskeeper to get to mow your guys' lawn and a man
barn. Of course, yeah.
Keep your bushes looking nice.
James mows their lawns.
Yeah. What a future we envision.
I know.
Living in side-by-side trailers as James, we've had to hire.
That's the only time I come outside.
He always comes downstairs.
I'm like, in my rocking chair just watching James in a thong cut my lawn.
Drinking lemonade.
Great job, Jay.
Well, thank you. It's kind of weird doing it all oiled up, though.
I like it that way.
As long as you're happy.
Get off my land!
Oh, is that Dave?
Yes!
Dave's upset that I'm on. I'm coming to do your lawn next, Dave!
Oh, okay. You should have done mine first!
I'm sorry. I put my shirt on when I do yours. I gotta get oiled up first.
Shoot him, Stella.
No, Stella, don't. Please.
Not James, Stella. Shoot Dave.
Should have been clear.
Someone said the Chuck Fields and the McDaves.
Yeah.
They're at it again. Damn. This is pretty scary. A terrified mom found a stranger had been living in her roof for 3 weeks after spotting objects mysteriously moving in her house.
Hmm.
Monica Green from Australia noticed something was wrong when she saw things were out of place. Soon after, the mother of three found that her security camera system was disabled. At first, she kind of dismissed her concerns, but after returning home from a doctor's appointment the other day, she knew something was definitely wrong. Entering her house, she found the air conditioning was on, the back door unlocked, and someone had cooked some chicken nuggets.
Oh, my God.
God, Chuck's in her roof. It was too hot for him, and he needed some nugs.
Yeah, I'm starving.
You got Chuck's in your roof.
Yeah.
That's what you got.
I got a roof full of Chuck's.
You can tell by the chicken nuggets.
That's it. He dips them in honey. You know it's me.
She immediately called the police, who discovered that the attic hatch on the top floor was open. She said, honestly, at that moment, it felt like something out of a horror film. I meant to be the one that protected the kids, and I feel like I failed. The mom believes the person who snuck into their attic stole her keys in order to enter the house. She has now changed the locks. She said, now I just wonder what this person was doing in my house when I'm not home.
That's so creepy.
It is.
You wouldn't want to know.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't.
It's like an exterminator comes. He's like, yep, you got Chucks.
Yeah.
Hey.
See, there's one right there.
That's the mama.
Hey.
You're just big fat footsteps running across.
Oh. Yep, he's nesting.
Listen close.
Totally. He doesn't. He hates the heat, so as soon as she leaves, he cranks the air conditioning makes himself some nugs.
They hate heat. They love chicken nuggets.
That's how you get them out, huh?
They put you in one of those cages that got to drag you out. Like,
cook up some nugs and put them right by the entry.
We're going to draw them out with chicken nuggets. We need more honey.
He can't resist. He's real dumb.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.